More effective and efficient rehabilitation is urgently needed to address the prevalence of unmet rehabilitation needs after stroke. This study compared the efficacy of two post-stroke upper limb therapy protocols. I'm Carmen Lave-Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Dr. Penelope McNulty.
Dr. Penelope McNulty from Neuroscience Research Australia and the University of New South Wales.
So, Penelope, thanks for speaking to us today. Could you please give us a background to the study?
I developed Wii-based movement therapy in 2008, and we trialled it on a group of seven patients and found that not only did they really enjoy it and they did everything we asked them to, that we found the benefits were more than we had hoped. So it wasn't just upper limb. We also saw changes in balance and walking, as well as some improvements in mood as well.
So that you mention in your abstract that more effective and efficient rehabilitation is urgently needed to address the prevalence of unmet rehabilitation needs after stroke. What leads you to that conclusion?
There was a study in Australia by Andrew and colleagues that shows really clearly that there's a large unmet need for rehabilitation for stroke people who've survived a stroke in the chronic period. And that means that even though people have passed through all the acute and the hospital stages, they still have deficits and they still need help to regain as much movement as they possibly can. And we know one of the reasons that they're not getting what they need is that there are increasing financial pressures on the health sector. So the hospital simply can't afford to keep helping people unless they have their own private resources. So if we can find a rehab that people want to do, and they do, and it is effective, and it's working on multiple different aspects of their problems after stroke, then that's going to help them more than traditional therapies.
So what kind of systems did you have in place to test this?
We used a whole range of assessments. So we've looked at it from multiple aspects. We've used the standard clinical tests of upper limb motor function. We also looked at how well the changes translate into everyday life. We've looked to see if they can move their limbs further than they could before they started therapy. And we also have an ongoing stream of research looking at the mechanisms, so the physiological mechanisms underpinning these improvements.
And what about any imaging? Was that involved in your study?
Not in this particular study. We have done some imaging and we're analysing that data at the moment. And the problem with imaging is it's very expensive. So we have a limited amount of data, but we're still seeing some really interesting findings that are helping us to understand why people after stroke have the problems they do and how we can categorise that and use that information to help guide future rehabilitation.
So this study compared the efficacy of two post-stroke upper limb therapy protocols. What were they and what did the comparisons reveal?
We compared our therapy, Wii-based movement therapy, with that of constraint-induced movement therapy. And it was in a dose-matched trial, so it was really a modified form of constraint-induced movement therapy. And that's a therapy where patients have their good side restrained in a mitt, which forces them to use their bad side. And ideally, they wear that mitt for up to 90% of waking hours, and that forces them to use the stroke-affected hand more intensively. And we compared that to my therapy, Wii-based movement therapy, where we use the Nintendo Wii as a tool to help target movement quality of the more affected upper limb, so that's the stroke side, and also trying to encourage them to use that hand more in activities of daily living. And what we found is that the two therapies were absolutely equivalent in efficacy. So they worked as well as each other on everything that we measured, which was surprising. We thought that constraint would be better for dexterity because it focuses on object manipulation. But we've been able to show that the Wii therapy is as good, and I think that's because they have to use we make them use the buttons during therapy, so they're constantly pushing the buttons to navigate through the game and to play the different games.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Dr. Penelope McNulty, submitting author of The Efficacy of Wii-Based Movement Therapy for Upper Limb Rehabilitation in the Chronic Post-Stroke Period, a Randomised Control Trial. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organisation. Please consider becoming a member, and together we can change the global burden of stroke.